very exciting for the children. We had some parents here and we took some photographs, and it's the very last day that school will be held in this old building. This building was built in 1853, so for almost 160 years, this little building has had noise and children learning for all those years, and it has served the community very well. But unfortunately, in the last years, it has become no longer fit for purpose. It has been unsafe. So all year, we've had the lovely job of watching all the activity going on across the way as the builders have been working, and the children have just really loved that, watching everything that's going on. So I'll lock the door now in a few moments. The children have actually just gone, and that'll be the final time that there'll be school here. So from that point of view, it's a moment of sadness for the community. This little building has served us well. But at the same time, we're very excited about September.
Sometimes we get so caught up in campaigning for new schools and condemning old buildings, we do forget that there is such a history attached to them.
Yes, there's a great history attached to this building. And I suppose some of the children here's parents, grandparents, great-great-grandparents. I have the records there from 1853. You know, so it is a piece of history. It's very much a little hub in the local community. And that's why the parents and the Board of Management fought so hard to keep this school here. They did try to amalgamate us and close us down many times, but we always fought against it, and it has proven to be right, and we have, you know, the school is still here, and we have children that want to come here, and hopefully in the future, we're very hopeful as a Board of Management that now, when we have a safe building to offer people, that our numbers will increase and we'll be here for many other years.